When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
There is a clock ticking right now for Scotty the Body, our associate producer from USF. And his girlfriend, Mary.
Yeah.
Because they just graduated from USF, but she's about to move away.
Yeah, she's going to be going to dental school over in Virginia. And that's coming up at the end of July.
Ooh.
Which is now, like, a couple months away.
Yeah. Now, what is going on between the two of you that's causing a little bit of friction?
So it seems like there's a lot of pressure right now on just spending as much time together as possible. But that's not really possible when we both have jobs. We have other obligations to go towards.
Mm-hmm.
But we also feel that pressure of, like, we still need to be hanging out and getting that quality time. Because before you know it, you're moving off to Virginia. And then we really aren't going to be able to spend that time together in person. We're really going to have to use that over the phone communication.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how do you get that long-term relationship to work in the long run over the phone and all that? But also, how do you take care of the moments now to get the most out of it before, you know, you move away and stuff like that? Like, what are those things looking like?
So, because does it seem like that you two have sort of like a difference of opinion on what quality time is? I mean, like, is she wanting to sit around and, like, talk? Or are you wanting to, like, do things? Like, what are the differences there on how you're prepping for you basically to turn into a long-distance relationship?
I mean, it's so back and forth because I get home from work, and that's when her day, like, starts. So, like, we leave the station, I go home, and I'm like, okay, I'm tired, I want to take a little nap. But by the time I wake up, she's going off to work, and then she's not coming back to my place. She's going home from there. And so it's like this little time that we have together that's kind of a conflicting situation because we don't know what to do with that time because it's not really enough to get a lot accomplished except for really sit there and maybe watch some Netflix, talk a little bit, catch up in this time.
Yeah.
Now, Holly, why are you looking like, what the heck?
Well, I honestly, that's a tough conundrum that you have.
Yeah.
I would say while you have these next few months, maybe try to carve out, like, specific days. Like, I don't know. Like, this, let's just say, like, Tuesdays and Thursdays where, you know, you maybe make a little concession and she makes a little concession so that you can at least get a few hours doing something constructive for the both of you. But I'm kind of at a loss. Usually I feel like I have good advice. I don't.
Does this mean doom in the future?
No, because, absolutely not.
I mean, if Holly's coming up with, you know, she doesn't know, like, how do you two spend this quality time together?
I think that the problem is that there is pressure, not just from the outside, but from the two of you, because there's so much uncertainty. Like, you don't know what your relationship is going to look like post-July.
Right.
And there's fear and there is uncertainty. And so I would maybe just focus on not trying to, like, suspend, you know, reality for a little bit and live in a little bit of a bubble right now because you're going to get hit in the face with reality in a few months.
Yeah.
So maybe that.
I'm so curious if you've ever been in a long distance relationship where it didn't start in long distance relationship wise, but you were together living in the same city and then either you moved away or they moved away. Did you prep for it or did you just let it happen? Because I feel like with most things in life, you got to prepare for it. Like, you got to, like Holly said, spend that quality time together and also plan out, what does that look like when you two are away? Are you going to FaceTime on Tuesdays and Thursdays, or are you just going to, like, exchange text messages back and forth?
There does need to be a pattern for what you're going to do, but I also don't want you to spend the next 3 months planning for this and wasting the time you do have together.
You probably should. I'm just saying. Listen, I want to set you all up for success. So if you've been in a long-distance relationship, how did you prep for it? 877-999-1015. It is 8:15, and there is a new challenge coming to the Miguel and Holly show that will test our skills but put you in the Miguel and Holly family in the driver's seat.
Oh, gosh.
This could crash and burn, or it'll probably just be horrible. It's like two negatives we're choosing between.
Okay.
We'll find out what the Miguel and Holly Met Gala Challenge is in three songs.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.